Today's message is going to be from Psalm 98, verse 1. And we're going to, what that verse is sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. And so what marvelous things has he done for us? First of all, he gave us a beautiful, beautiful world to live in. You know, I'm sure as y'all have traveled about, just as I have, you've seen the beautiful mountains. Even around Yorktown, the beautiful farmlands that are here. You know, I love nighttime where there is when the lightning is going on at night and we're watching that. To me, that is the most incredible thing. I love to see nature, a stormy sea. All of those kind of things are beautiful and they're majestic and they fill us with awe and with love. One of the things, he gave us this earth for us. He wanted us to enjoy its beauty. He wants us to take care of it. But again, it's for our enjoyment. The second thing he gave us that is so marvelous is ourselves. He gave us many people in this earth who are traveling along with us. He created us from one cell to the people that we are now. We have wonderful minds. We have strong hearts. We have strong bodies that allow us to work, to take care of our families. And he gives us a loving spirit as well. And the funny thing is that no matter where we were raised, we could have, you know, a lot of us were raised here. But none of us are the same. We all have our differences. We all have our uniqueness. And the really great thing is that God revels in that. He loves the fact that we are different and that we each offer something new to him and to each other. I think the third thing I think of is something that he was just marvelous about. He gave us free will. That's a pretty dangerous thing when you think about it, to give human beings free will to make any choices they want. We're not robots for God. We're not doing things just because he makes us do them. You know, that is not what's happening. He gave us free will so that we could learn about him. We could learn from him, and then we willingly choose to be the kind of people that he wants us to be. You know, I don't know about y'all, but I know when I was raising my boys, I was always so worried about their safety. I wanted them to grow up to be good men and great husbands and even better fathers. You know, that was always one of my goals for them. So, of course, being the controlling person that I am, there were a lot of things I would tell them, hey, you need to do this, or you need to make this kind of choice. And I thought if they just listened to me, they were going to be okay. And in doing that, God laughed. Because the truth of the matter is, you know, my children are loaned to me. And it is my job to raise them in the Christian faith. But God's going to take care of a lot of those other things for me. And I was always amazed that when they would make a choice different than I would want, they'd come up with some pretty good reasons why they made those choices. You know, my boys were not ones to need to make sure they got the approval of everyone around them. They were pretty strong-minded. You know, God gave them to me because I think he knew I was just as hard-headed. But what they would do is they would talk about, I make this decision because of this. They cared about the people around them. They made choices based on love in many, many, many times. Sometimes they didn't, but a lot of times they did. And I remember how proud I felt that my children could make those kind of decisions, that they were just good people. And I just, as a parent, I was always awed by that because I'm sure I didn't teach them all of that, I can guarantee you. But they became wonderful human beings. And I wondered, does God do the same thing? Does he look at us And he's proud of the choices that we make. He's proud that, you know, wow, they really loved their neighbor here. They did something so wonderful. They gave to someone. They, you know, that he's very proud. He didn't make us do that. We chose those kind of decisions. But along with this, we come with our fourth thing that I think is pretty marvelous about God, the mercy. Because as we know, none of us are perfect. Until we die and go to heaven, we're not going to witness much perfection, if any. And what he does is he shows us mercy for all the times that we make mistakes. Unless it's an accident, we're not going to get anything right the first time. And God gives mercy out of his loving heart, not to condemn us, because he understands our hearts. He knows what we've been through. He knows our faulty thinking. He knows all of those things. And he is there to give us strength. He is there to walk with us as we kind of muddle through life and make our poor choices. And he's there to give us mercy and to always give us another chance. And those chances are unending. Over and over, he gives us another chance. So, since this is our thank offering service, how do we give thanks to a Redeemer and a Creator who loves us that much to do all of those things for us? How do we show that thankfulness? You know, my first choice is we make sure that we love God's people as much as he loves them, as much as he loved each of us. That's our job. And as a church, I really see that so often when we know that someone has done something really great, sometimes we don't praise that enough. I think it's really important that when someone does something in our church, someone does something well, we make sure to stand up for that and say, hey, you know, so-and-so, you know, they were really working with the quilting project and they did such a good job. They're such a good seamstress or a quilter or whatever. Talk about the things that someone does that are very, very good. And if it's something that needs correcting, we do that in private. We do that between the two people that need to work on that. If we need to... If that doesn't work between two people, then you pull in the pastor to help you with that so that you can then work out our differences. The church needs to be a safe place for us to mess up, for us to do some of our best things, but we need to know that the people in this church love each other and care about making sure we're all okay. That's so important, and many times we miss that. I would love to see if someone is gossiping about someone, that we're the ones that stand up and say, well, you know, I see where you see that, but, you know, I noticed that they did this. Maybe they were thinking something different when they made that choice. Do we step up and have someone's back here in this congregation? I would like to think we do. That we love each other that much, that we care enough about each other. So many of us have been together for years. I remember many of y'all from my childhood. And y'all were here, and you were there for me. And you helped me grow in my Christian faith. And I would like to think that we continue to do that with the new people that enter our congregation, that we are there for them just as much as we've been there for the people that grew up in this town and were always there. And that we are always going to show compassion and consideration for the people in this church and for those outside of this church as well, because we're all God's people. There's a story about a Chinese farmer. And this Chinese farmer and his son probably lived a pretty hard life, and they had a beloved horse that they loved dearly. But one day, that horse ran away. And the neighbors came up and they said, "Oh, what bad luck. We're so sorry your horse ran away." And he goes, "Well, maybe so, maybe not." And then a couple days later, the horse comes back, bringing along two wild horses with him. And the neighbors are like, "What great fortune. You know, your horse brought back more horses. Now you have more to work with. What a great, that's just wonderful for you." And the farmer goes, "Well, maybe so, maybe not." A few days later, the son was trying to break one of those wild horses. He got thrown off and he broke his leg. And the neighbors were like, "Oh, that's horrible. We're so sorry your son broke his leg. That's such bad luck." And he goes, "Well, maybe so, maybe not." And then a couple weeks later, the army came marching through town and took all of the boys with them to go to war. But they left his son because he had a broken leg. And the neighbors came over and they say, "Wow, this is such great fortune that your son didn't have to go off to war and he is here with you now." And again, the farmer said, "Maybe so, maybe not. We will see." And I think that leads to one of the other things I think we need to do for thankfulness. We need to trust God with everything. Because as this story shows, things aren't necessarily good or bad. It's what happens in that process. What happens to the things. And I think as we trust God, God takes those things. And God can turn the most horrible situation into something good. And our responsibility as Christians is to trust that. We are thankful to everything He has given us, and because we know everything He's given us, we are going to trust Him with all of our heart and all of our soul, because He has good things waiting for us. So often we forget that what I want to see is what I'm going to see. For instance, if I want to see the bad in someone, if I don't trust them, if they're not okay, I'm going to find a lot of things to criticize. I'm going to find a lot of things not to trust. If I see the world as a fearful place, I'm going to find a lot of things to be afraid of. But if I see the world as a loving place where God is in control and God can use anything that happens, good or bad, to have something good happen for us, I'm going to behave a whole different way. I'm going to find all those loving things that are here that God has left for me. I am going to be a lot more secure. I'm going to be willing to share that love with other people, because I know God is here and He is in control. And He answers all of our prayers. Sometimes those answers are yes, sometimes they're no, and sometimes they're wait. Not now. But you know, God knows each of us. He knows what we need to become stronger. He knows what we need to be the best at what we want. He knows our heart's desires, and He doesn't want us to be miserable our whole life, but He knows what's going to make us happiest. You know, I heard someone once speak, and they said, you know, it's our choice whether we learn through joy or whether we learn through pain. Now, if any of y'all have had children, you realize, you've seen this. How many of you have told your child, "I need you to pick this up from the living room, and I want you to take it to your bedroom"? And they threw the most major hissy fit on earth. They stomped. They cried. They yelled. You would have thought you asked them to balance the gross national budget. Okay? I can't be the only one that had a child that did that. And you're like, really? Where did this come from? I don't get this. I just needed a toy put in his room. And they do that. And then after throwing a hissy fit for about a half an hour, then all of a sudden they happily take their toy to their room and they're fine. And you're like, okay, did their head spin? What happened? But that happens to us. you know, we want to fight the choice, the things that are happening to us, rather than just trusting that, hey, this is what you need to do and this is okay. God is going to be in control here. But we throw hissy fits too, even in our adult years. We just do them in a little bit different way with God. And it's always important to remember, God is always faithful. He's always going to be with us. He walks beside us all the time. And as Romans, As it was, Romans says, it talks about God works together for all things. Anything that serves his purpose, and for anyone who loves him, God is going to be there. We know this. We pray and want this promise to always be true, and it will be because God is faithful. Let us pray. Dear Lord, give us the strength and faith to always trust you to keep the promise to work for our good. We give you our lives, and thankfully, we give you our successes, our failures, and just our plain messes. Use them as you see fit to better serve you. Amen.